Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. What could be better than a football Friday? Huh? Nothing. Nothing is very better than a football Friday. And nothing is better than Browns fans getting their gear. And if you're shopping for a Browns fan, if you got one on your holiday list this season, shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise. Did you like that transition?
I did. That was smooth.
At Cleveland Browns Team
Dynamite.
Shop this holiday season, visit the Team Shot Shop. Shot at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's 7 days a week. Or shop online on the Browns mobile app. You got me all messed up here, Nathan. Or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com.
Hey,
we got to get into your nickname. That needs attention, and until it's settled, it's going to come up in every show. This has caused such buzz on Twitter.
I don't know about it. I wouldn't say such buzz, but there were a lot of good ones.
A lot of them.
Somebody had like ZSI, buzz. I thought was a pretty good one for like Zagura stats and information.
Right.
We had, but we did ask yesterday the president of the Cleveland Browns, Alex Shiner, to weigh in on this topic.
Challenged him.
And he did tweet yesterday. He tweeted his answer and what he liked. And it seems to me, and we'll have to see if people like this, and Carly will want your opinion on this as well.
Yes.
But this is what he said. My vote is Easy Z, like as in Eazy-E, Eazy-Z, or Zagatron.
I don't think there's anything easy about you. I'm just saying that. And I say that lovingly. I say that as a great friend. I wouldn't put you in the easy category. I don't think you're the mellow easy guy, so that doesn't work for me.
Guy.
You're just more, you're animated and you're fired up, right?
Are
you with me?
Oh, absolutely. You're one of a kind.
I think Zagatron. I kind of like
Zagatron's working.
Zagatron and Z Diddy are my picks.
Those are your picks? All right.
Well, and I like Master Z.
Master Z.
Well, and Tony Rizzo suggested Grandmaster Z.
Oh, grand.
I throw a grand in front of it.
Yeah, throw grand in there. Grandmaster Z.
I like that.
So Notorious V.I.C. and Grandmaster Z, or Grandmaster Z and Notorious V.I.C.
I love it.
I think that's working.
I think that's pretty good.
Carly.
I like it. I'm with the times, y'all.
I was just going to say, the youngest person in this studio, and far younger than me, is sitting there saying, hey,
right,
this.
So we're going to take, so we'll take Grandmaster Z and Zagatron. We'll take that back.
Now y'all just need your own theme song.
And we have Megan Rock, by the way, who also, like Carly, assists on this show and was keeping track of, you know, the voting and what the finalists were. And those were part, you just recited what they were. So she's in this process as well. I say by next week, I'd like us to
we'll have a final.
We'll have a final. Maybe by Monday show, if that's possible. But certainly in the course of this. I want it done. Yeah, I would love it done next week so that we can build it right into all of our marketing work and, you know, all the stuff that we do, all the graphical stuff.
I know that they're working on a Notorious VIC T-shirt. I know that is in the works.
Oh, I hope. Put me down for one of those.
Oh, who isn't? I mean, that's going
to
be under every Christmas tree in America.
I just don't want that avatar with the baby and the head. Somebody put my head on the little baby's body.
On the little baby
album.
We'll find a classic Notorious B.I.G. T-shirt, and we'll put your face on it.
And I listen to some of Notorious B.I.G. And
I love
tremendous.
He's actually pretty good.
He's really good.
Are
you kidding?
I like that.
It's a good movie.
I just thought you picked it because it fit the name rhyme thing, but you actually picked a quality.
He's one of the great rappers of all time. There's no question. Taken way too soon.
How's he compare with like Bruce Springsteen? I'm just asking.
I would say The Boss is probably bigger, but I would say in the rap community, if he had been able to be around, he would be one of the pillars. I think you'd have Snoop. Obviously, if you're going way old school, you'd start with the NWA, et cetera. But I think of that kind of era, you'd have Jay-Z, you'd have Notorious B.I.G., Tupac, Snoop.
Allman Brothers.
Tupac.
Yeah. No, I'm going through my
playlist. By the way, guys,
I'm going through my playlist.
Megan Rock reminds us that Z Diddy, I think.
Oh, yeah, I just saw her tweet here.
Still,
Z Diddy. She wants
like
to keep
Z Diddy too, Megan.
And we hear, you know, Nate the Great, which these are, I mean, Z Dog and Nate the Great are brought up as well, and we appreciate those facts. And I initially thought,
right.
But I think we got to get more artistically creative with this.
I think we're doing good.
That's the key.
Zagatron, though, there's something that's interesting about Zagatron to me.
I like Zagatron.
Because we can play off the whole, just like ESPN does with Megatron. You can morph into something else. You can morph into the refrigerator that's got all the bottled water in it.
My refrigerator would have a lot more fun stuff in it than bottled water. I can tell you that.
We try to keep it PG. We try to keep it PG here in the studio in the dog.
I'm over 21. It's a big deal.
I know, but you know, come on. That's I think it's the people who do the insuring and stuff here might worry about that. I'm just saying. You're the lawyer. You should, or you're married to a lawyer. Well, somebody should know these rules.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, Megan Rock also tweeted, kind of digging Grandmaster Z too. Okay. All right. Well, we are. Those are good names. Those are great names. We're going to have a great one when it's done. Most people, I think, are going to enjoy the nickname for Nathan Zucker.
Yeah, I'm just telling you guys. I mean, people have stopped me here at the station here at KNR, and you know, yesterday it was Bruce Hooley and saying Statman, and today it was Tony Rizzo just came in and said, you know, it's not Master Z. He goes, Grandmaster Z.
Grand. And he said it just like that.
Exactly like that.
Grand.
With the finger point right at
me. With the emphasis on
Grandmaster
Z. All right. So we're going to – oh, by the way, we're going to have Nathan, another Nathan, although he goes by Nate, Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal. Join us in a little bit.
Friday forecast time.
Rundown. And let's get to what do we want to do? Do we want a break or do we want to go to Friday?
Give me a break and then we'll do the forecast.
Can we get a bark first?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get a bark first.
All right. Is Brian in Cleveland still available? Or no? He is? Hey, Brian.
Yes.
What's up, Brian?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Great show.
Thanks
for taking my call. I have a question. With all the injuries and all the, you know, kind of parity going on with all the quarterbacks that seem at the top level and maybe lack of talent, do you see the Browns, you know, maybe targeting free agency and maybe looking at trade for quarterback and using their draft to address other needs?
I think everything's on the table, Brian. I think they're all available, including free agency, including trade, including the draft. And they are going to probably bring in more than one guy here. They could be targeting two in the draft, let alone, you know, just the one. So, yes, I think all options are on the table.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
You got it. Thank you. Eddie in Westlake now.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. How you doing, Eddie?
Pretty good. Hey, you know, the one thing I will say about this season that kind of was a little downer for me was some of the areas that I thought that we had addressed that we could move on from, like this offensive line, is turning out to be. Now, I know we have had poor and inconsistent quarterback play, and quarterback is the most important position, but these quarterbacks have been hit more than any other quarterback in the league, and the fact that now we've got to go and address this, and this regime is known for not paying big money to center, so I don't see you know, Michael Lombardi and these guys giving Alex Mack $50-60 million. But I think we'll have a new starting center next year. We're probably gonna have a new right tackle, and then in one of those interior spots, if there'll be a replacement there. So that's a little bit disturbing there. And as far as that quarterback situation goes, I feel as if the Browns, they have to address that. I mean, I don't think that Brian Hoyer is a backup quarterback, a journeyman. It's a reason why he's on these different teams. What happens is these guys can give you a 2, 3, 4, 5 game stint where they look really good because teams don't have film on them. And when you look at the Ryan Fitzpatricks of the world and the Jason Campbell, they're backups for a reason. Belichick or Arizona Cardinals. It's the reason why these teams release you, because when you lack physical, when you have physical deficiencies, then eventually when they get film on you, it's where you know have the multiple picks. You can't make all the throws. You can't put balls in tight windows. And that's a situation where I'm not trying to look at him as the quarterback of the future. He's a stopgap at best.
All right, thank you for that call.
I think you bring up a very, very good and a very valid point. I don't think that Brian Hoyer, we didn't get to see it. We saw two great games out of him, and then that was it. And I think you're right. As we've seen throughout the league this year, when a lot of these backups come in, they have a couple good games to start. Then you get the tape on them, the book on them, and their physical limitations end up catching up with them. So I agree with you. I think you need to get a franchise quarterback. We'll see if they're able to do that via the draft. And Brian Hoyer could be either a guy who helps them transition into the beginning of the year and then becomes the backup, because I think that's the role that he probably is best suited for. But listen, I'd love him to prove me wrong. That would be absolutely phenomenal. When we come back, it's time for the Friday forecast. And at the bottom of the hour, Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal will join us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.